back. We are live at Costas Inn. We are in Dundalk celebrating a cup of Super Bowl. It is Crab Cake Row. This big week around here is, there's a football game out in Vegas, but we got causes here in Dundalk. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery have given me these shiny 10 times the cash tickets to give away. We had some winners. We had a $10 winner yesterday, Fadley's. We're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday. We're going to be Thursday in Catonsville at State Fair, and on Friday up at Pappas in Cockeysville. I will have these to give away. We have celebrities coming out, cool people coming out. Femi Ibadeja was great yesterday on the show talking about a group called Turnaround. So we have some celebs coming out, some sponsors talking about their causes. And I threw sort of a note out to the universe about 6 weeks ago. I said, I'm doing this thing. Does anybody know a charity? I don't even know who recommended Leah Bittinger here. She does things for animals, and Bring 'Em Home Animal and Rescue is her. And you looked a little stressed this morning because every day somebody's calling you with, I lost an animal, I love it. And you will never meet anybody that loves their animal more than I love my cat, even though she kept me awake last night. She was screaming really weird out of place. I said, but she likes to play. All right, my kitty cat. Tell everybody what you do. Bring 'Em Home Animal Rescue. And you're East Side based, right?
Yes. We're based out of Essex. We started about a year and a half ago. I started this. This has been my life's passion. I love animals. I think that they just give love endlessly. So back in December of 2017, I was diagnosed with stage T4 squamous cell carcinoma cancer. I was cleared. I had my surgery on January 16th of 2018, so I'm now 6 years clear of cancer. But my doctor told my husband and my mother when he came out that I was 2 weeks from sewing me back up and saying, go live your best life. So from that, I like to find the positive and the negative, so I decided I'm going to give back and I'm going to save lives because my life was spared. So it took me a couple years to go through the radiation and everything, but once I did that, I formed my nonprofit, Bring 'Em Home Animal Rescue and Trapping. We do animal rescue, and we also do lost dog recovery.
So animal rescue, that means I see feral cats behind Costa somewhere, not that I see them today, but if you saw a feral cat here, what... I know the ears, I've done a lot of this work with the Chesapeake Feline Association. I mean, we've gotten our animals from Baltimore Humane. The Barks folks were invited yesterday. We're trying to work that out with Noelle and Bailey. So I love animals. I love that people like you love them so much that you want to do stuff. But I can't begin to tell you how many times I've seen a stray or this or that. I was in Essex one day going to Pizza John's about 6 months ago, and I saw this beautiful dog that clearly knew its way. It just kept walking the same way, and it knew its way around. And I'm like, this is really smart. And it knew to wait for traffic at the corner of 702 and Back Riverneck Road. Like, literally, it was crazy. And I thought about that. I'm 6 months later. I'm still thinking about that dog. Because that dog, to me, was like the smart. And I'm like, God, I hope nobody hits that dog, you know? And I know you every day you see and hear these stories, and you're there to sort of clean up the scene of an injured animal, for instance.
Every day. So we pull the majority of our animals from Baltimore County Animal Services. So we take dogs that are medically unable to be adopted, behaviorally unable to be adopted, long-term residents that, unfortunately, with the state of animals today, it's very we're in a critical state.
Well, the no-kill part of this is essential.
Right. Well, the no-kill, so... No kill is a 90 some percent rate of live release. Every shelter at some point does euthanize depending on illness, behavior, and unfortunately when they're overflowing and they have no room for them, that's the sad reality that it has to happen. That's when we step in and we try to get these animals out of there. We have a whole network of people, different rescues that, you know, Facebook groups, we're on there every day. Just pounding out, you know, pleas for these animals. So we take in, like, we took a dog that had just been recently adopted from animal services and was escaped his adopter. No fault of the adopter, but was hit by a car, and she wound up having to have her leg amputated. So we took her into rescue. Her name is Chicken. She is now doing well. We have another dog that was suspected was hit by a car. He had a fractured pelvis. We have him. We have, you know, we take the dogs that are hard to place. We take the dogs that we, you know, that we know that we can help and we can work with. We have one little girl that I want to be my highlight today. Her name is Nyla, and she's a 4-year-old pit bull that we pulled. She's been in kennel with me for about 9 months now. She needs to be the only dog in the home, the only animal in the home, not because she's aggressive, but because she had a bad experience with her former owners. They thought it was fun to have to throw their smaller dog on top of her, and the smaller dog would become reactive and attack her. And then when Nyla finally snapped...
People do incredibly stupid stuff with animals.
People are incredibly stupid.
Yeah, and I there's no question that you're rescuing animals from human stupidity.
Absolutely, every single day.
Yeah, every day.
So if anybody has no animals and they're looking for the sweetest pit bull in the world, her name is Nyla, reach out to me. Let's get her into a foster or home.
My kitty's name's Nala.
So, Nyla, so there you go.
So, yeah. Leah Benninger's here. So for this work that you're doing and your illness and your survival and sort of your miracle, my wife's a 2-time leukemia survivor, so I live with a miracle. I wake up with one every day and go to bed every night with one. And it is kind of incredible what you do after that happens. Were you someone sort of trying to volunteer at Barks or, you know, those kinds of places? Because people love animals. There are lots of places where organizations already exist that are screaming out for someone that loves animals like you, and they have structure, and maybe they have some money or have a little, you know. Certainly what happened for Barks in recent times is I remember their old facility down by the stadium, and I see what they built in Curtis Bay, and I'm looking forward to having them out because there's so many people that love animals, and I'm with you. There's nothing that gives me love like my cat does.
I can do so much more as a nonprofit. You know, Baltimore County Animal Services is limited. They're a county, you know, they're a government
Teach
agency.
Teach me about that. I mean, I've had Johnny O on a million times. You probably could tell me 5 minutes about it, but what does Baltimore County Animal Services is, the dog catcher, as we'd say, right?
Yeah, we would say that. We don't like to say that. Baltimore County Animal Services is the, only agency in Baltimore County where stray dogs are taken. So if you find a stray dog, the dog goes to Baltimore County Animal Services. They do their due diligence to try and find an owner. If not, you know, the dog is vetted and then the dog becomes adoptable. It's when the dog is deemed to have a medical issue or a behavior issue that they then reach out to rescues. So BCAS is limited as to what they can do, or how many, you know, what their resources. I can take a dog that has a behavior issue and opt to send the dog to a board and train for a month. We have one leaving on the 11th, $1,600 board and train. They don't have the resources to do that. They don't have the room to do that. So that's where rescue step in. We come in and we pull these dogs that we can work with. And in theory, I feel like rescues, I feel like it should be, the step should be animal services to a rescue and then adopt it out. Because the rescue now has time to get this dog into a foster home where we can learn this dog's behaviors, we can learn this dog's temperament, we can learn its likes, its dislikes, and then we can find a suitable placement for them. We, you know, do reference checks, vet checks, home checks. We make sure, and we stay in touch. And if you adopt a dog from me and you're not able to keep that dog, I will take that dog back. I don't care if the dog's 100 years old. Bring me the dog. That's my dog. I will take my dog.
How many dogs do you
back.
Have right now?
We have about 25 in rescue. We're very small compared to some.
Now you're located where? Essex?
They're not at my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Don't send Baltimore County after me.
Okay.
No, we are what's called a foster-based rescue.
Okay.
So our goal is to, when we pull a dog, to get them immediately into a foster.
Okay.
So your house, you know, somebody else's house.
Oh, I have 3 friends, very close friends of mine that foster animals.
Yes. So that's always our goal. Now, fortunately, I work very well with a good friend of mine. His name is Tom McGrath, and he owns Walt's Wolf Pack, which is in Essex. By far, one of the best grooming, daycare, and boarding facilities that I know. And he has donates kennel space to me. So if I have a dog that for some reason is, you know, waiting for placement, I have a kennel. So, you know, I have kennel space for this dog. We can then temperament test dogs there. I can work with the dog there. I believe in not just putting Band-Aids on issues. I believe in helping people keep their animals. So I spend a lot of time on Facebook. People are like, I can't keep my dog. I can't afford the vet care. I can't afford food. I reach out. I'm like, meet me at the vet. I'll get your vet, you know, I'll get your vet bills. I'll get your dog's, you know, vaccines updated. I'll send them a bag of food. I foster for people through hospitalizations. We have Chopper, who's a little Dachshund right now. His owner went into the hospital, refused to go to the hospital because he had nowhere for his dog to go. My vet actually put him in touch
with me.
That's
an amazing thing. If you live alone and you have an animal and you have an issue,
yes.
What happens to your animal?
Yes.
You know, I mean, listen, my wife and I like to travel. We like to travel together. We love our cat. We haven't traveled as much together the last couple of years because we just don't like, we went to Hawaii for 10 days last year, and it's not like we were miserable in Hawaii. It's just sort of like our sitter didn't show up one day, and we're in friggin' Hawaii, and we don't have anybody to feed our cat. And I had to, I had to call my son, right? I mean, but like putting that emergency thing on when you're traveling, yes. Even if you're just a husband and wife like me and my wife, and we have this beautiful cat, she's very self-contained, she's cool, she can hang for a day or two or three on her own if she's fat or whatever, just giving some love, she plays alone, she's good. But like, you know, it feels cruel, yes. To like do 17 days in Europe this summer and leave the cat. Yeah, it really does, because we love her so much and she misses us, and that's very clear, you know. And then the sitter comes and texts her, she really misses you. Well, that's not what I really want to hear when I'm in Paris, you know.
No.
But you do want to live your life. But to your point, this is different than getting my cat sat for. This is me and my wife getting in a car accident and nobody to take care of the cat,
yes.
Literally, right?
And we always tell people, outside of rescue, because we will take our dogs, you know, we take our animals back, but make sure you have that. Your dog should be in your will. Your cat should be in your will. Make sure you have that set up, because no one knows from one day to the next. Another thing that we are doing, that we've teamed up with, Gabrielle Fields and Ashley Leone from, they're called the Forever Home Group, and they're with Douglas Realty. When I have someone reach out to me and say, I have to move and I can't take my dog with me because my landlord does not allow dogs, I put them in touch with Gabrielle, and we will provide a temporary foster if we have fosters available, and she will work with them over a 6 to 9 month period to help them get approved to buy a home. So that way there's never that problem again. You know, so I believe in not putting Band-Aids on things. I believe in working for a solution, you know, helping people who, you know, are bouncing from place to place. Really, there, you know, several steps you can actually get approved for home ownership. There's lots of grants, loans out there. So I work with them. I work with the realty group to make sure that, you know, we can try and help these people who want to find a permanent place for their dog. But, you know, we have a lot of things, a lot of hands in the fire. I will do the shameless self-promotion. We have a bull and shrimp feast coming up on February 17th.
Let's do that. February 17th is your day. All right. Just close. All right.
Yes. So reach out to me.
And this is how you raise funds.
Absolutely.
Where is this? Give me the whole lowdown.
Rosedale Gardens from 7 to 11.
That's a good spot. All right.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. I love them. Tickets are $50 a piece. You can find them on our Facebook page. You can reach out to me. We will make sure that, you know, we get you tickets.
Bring them home, Animal Rescue, on the radio. Let everybody know. Bring them home, Animal Rescue.
Absolutely. So, you know, we work very hard to, you know, help. We're one of the only rescues, and I think it's because we are a little bit insane, that still takes our owner surrenders. Because owner surrenders can be a nightmare. They, most of the time, are not honest with you about their pet, and you take in a dog that is completely opposite of what you were expecting. But we're local. We're a local animal rescue. We're out of Essex. We have fosters all over. We're always looking for fosters. We say that our fosters are the bridge from homeless to home. So homeless in the shelter, that bridge to get them into a home is our fosters.
How many animals would you say in this year and a half that you've know that the animal's still alive, breathing right now somewhere, under care, out of your air, and being loved somewhere?
At least 35.
Okay, all right.
At least 35. I know that last year we pulled 30 from Baltimore County Animal Services. We've had some owner surrenders that we've taken in. This year currently, we're probably over that number. We still have 25. We have 25 roughly.
Cats
in
too, though. You talk a lot dogs.
So when you want to talk cats, I refer you to my friend Dawn, who runs Peninsula Peninsula Colony Cats. That's my girl. She's my cat person. Right now, we do 100% want to bring cats into the rescue. But there is a crisis right now in the country with dogs. COVID brought about that crisis. Many people went to, I'm home for a year and a half. I'm home for 2 years. I'm getting a puppy. That puppy's going to stay with me all day. We're not going to train the puppy. We're not going to ever leave the puppy home alone. You know, puppy's not going to be socialized because nobody left their house. Now people go back to work. Now you have a dog that has fear, anxiety, separation issues. You leave the house, they destroy your house. I can't keep this dog. And the dog winds up at the shelter.
It's a circle.
It's a vicious circle. Right. And it just continues to happen. And then at Christmas time, everybody gets a new puppy.
Oh.
And then they send their old dog to the shelter because the old dog doesn't like the puppy. And then 3 months later...
Human error is what we're... We're still going back to human error. Leah Bittinger's here. We hope that if you have an animal, you love your animal, you take care of your animal. If you're looking for an animal, these are the kind of people that can help you out. And, yeah, I heard great things about what you're doing. My buddy Brian Marchetti's coming later this afternoon. He said, she's legit. And I'm like, that's good. So I'm glad we had a chance to have you out and talk about what you do. The shrimp and oil, what is it?
Bull and shrimp feast.
Bull and shrimp. Sometimes I mix oysters in there. And shrimp. I like shrimp. I like crab. That's
why
I like Costas.
We're doing
it for the Maryland Food Bank here today. If you are out listening to us, you can come by, bring some canned goods. We'll give you some Maryland lottery tickets, and certainly we'll give you a free cup of soup or bowl here at Costas. Coco's Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to be at State Fair. Friday, we're going to be out at Pappas. My big thanks to you. Website, Facebook, what's the best way to find you?
Facebook.
That's your place. Bring them home. Animal rescue and foster. First things first. If you want to foster, you're a good call for that.
We're a good call for that. Fosters save lives. I don't do anything. I run the business. My fosters are what keeps us going. They're the meat and potatoes of our business. We need fosters. We need volunteers. We need adopters.
And we'll get some friends out to Rosedale Gardens in a couple weeks. February 17th?
February 17th.
No conflict with any football, anything like that. Not even a conflict with spring training, pitchers and catchers reporting. So keep up the good work. Thank you very much for coming out. I'm glad to promote your cause. Bring them home. Animal Rescue. Leah Bittinger joining us here. We're Costas and Dundalk. I'm going to step out, take a break. We've had some tech issues here in the early going. We're fixing them all. We're back on the air. We're good to go. Back for more right after this on WNST AM 1570.